Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to, both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Metropolitan Police Department, with the support of the new federal agencies who have been surging on the streets of the District of Columbia, are going to enforce the laws that are already on the books here in Washington, D.C. For far too long, these laws have been completely ignored, and the homelessness problem has ravaged the city. So D.C. Code 22-1307 and D.C. Municipal Regulation 24-100 give the Metropolitan Police Department the authority to take action when it comes to homeless encampments. So homeless individuals will be given the option to leave their encampment, to be taken to a homeless shelter, to be offered addiction or mental health services, and if they refuse, they will be susceptible to fines or to jail time. Again, these are pre-existing laws that are already on the books. They have not been enforced, which is part of the reason for this federalizing of the National Guard to bring in this assistance for law enforcement. While we are targeting criminals and trying to remove criminals off of the streets, we also want to make D.C. safe and beautiful, and that involves removing mentally disturbed individuals and homeless encampments as well. So we will be using these regulations and code that already exists to clean up our streets.
So that makes sense. Why wouldn't you have that? I don't understand why some people are getting very upset over this, because it makes all the sense in the world. Why are you allowing, why would anyone allow like criminal vagrants to be on the street and harass people? I know a lot of people that have to deal with not all homeless people are violent, but there's a good number of them. I've seen them before. I mean, when the last time I took one of my kids to DC and I had to do I can't remember what program I was on. It was on one of the Sunday morning shows, and the hotel that I was staying in, we're coming from the airport into DC and going into the hotel. When we drove down the street one block over, and in fact, they kept trying to come in front of the hotel, but hotel staff were chasing them away. I mean, there were actual like tons of homeless people, and I literally saw somebody shooting up right on the street. I'm like, oh, look on the other side. I'm telling my son, like, look on the other side of the street. And it's not like, you know, we all live sheltered lives or anything, but to see that amount of homeless people in broad daylight doing some of the stuff that was happening, some of the things that they were doing on the street was pretty, I mean, that's going to shock anybody. It probably shocks other homeless people. So yeah, something needs to be done about this. And in DC, it's the nation's capital. I mean, my gosh, if the nation's capital can't be the safest city in America, WTF, welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of first hour. And this is further more developments in the president's plan to crack down on violence, to crack down on some of the, they're street squatters at this point. That's what it is. And the left that's fighting over this, I don't understand why they're so opposed to it, because you cannot have people turn your streets into a third world country and just start harassing and assaulting and attacking people. You cannot have that. That's not something that, you know, that can just be allowed. And so, heaven forbid we have law and order on our streets, especially in our nation's capital. I mean, Kane, don't you think that the nation's capital is a reflection of the nation?
Yes.
Do you not think that the safety of the streets in the nation's capital is a reflection of the safety of the nation's streets?
It absolutely is.
So why would you not have it cleaned up and safe? Our kids should, you know what? I should be able to walk around Washington, D.C. with my sons, with my kids, go and walk around Washington, D.C. and not have to worry about being accosted. You should have to worry. Or not worry about that stuff. And it has gotten demonstrably worse. I've been to D.C. so many times, sometimes multiple times a week, did a lot of work there. I don't go as often because, you know, you pay the cost to somewhat be the boss and you don't have to go as many places as you're asked. But the last few times that I went, I stopped taking my kids because where I needed to go, where I stayed and where I needed to go, there was a lot that you could tell. And then one time I was leaving a network and was accosted and a security guard intervened. Like, the guy didn't physically grab me, but he tried to get in my face. And he claimed that I owed him money, and he was a vagrant. And he claimed that I owed him money, and he tried to get in my face. And a security guard from the network intervened, and I was able to leave. I mean, it started getting bad. And that was just, I can't even imagine now. I have friends that work in D.C. and live in D.C. I mean, Steve's in D.C., but I have friends that live and work like right downtown, like Foggy Bottom, all this. And one of my friends was attacked when she was jogging. She had a homeless guy come up to her, and she was worried about it because there had been a story earlier. People were worried about getting in. This is like, there was like a spate of people or spate of headlines about people getting ejected with stuff and accosted in the streets. And thankfully my friend was a runner. She was able to run away, but she did tell the police and filed a police report and all of that. She had to change how she couldn't even run around the mall. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, think about it, the National Mall where the Smithsonian Museums are. That's insane. That is not something that people should be concerned about in our nation's capital. I can't even imagine. When I got to tell you, the last time I was in Rome, I didn't see stuff like that in Rome. Now, granted, I know it's a little bit of a different backstory there. You know, I mean, here in the United States, we get a little weird when we see, you know, people with like, you know, full auto out in the street. I get it. But they don't allow that stuff to happen. I mean, you could walk around. I walked around Rome at like 11 o'clock at night going to get gelato. Didn't worry about a thing. Here in D.C., hell, you got to worry about noon at lunch if you're walking down the street to get lunch. So, yeah, something needs to be done. But we got a lot to get into, though, because the latest, the D.C. homeless, now they're expected to either go to a shelter. And if they refuse, then they're going to go to a jail, part of the crime crackdown. And in the meantime, the left is apoplectic. So we're going to dive into that. We also have It's Over. Texas Democrats come back. It's like the walk of shame. They come back to the Republic of Texas. And guess what? That redistricting map that they were fighting, it passed. But they say that their goal was accomplished. They raised awareness. We have that for you and a lot more on the way as we roll. The folks over at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor has been helping people manage everyday aches and pains without big pharma, which is incredibly important. So with Relief Factor, if you're one of those individuals, you know, whatever it is, I mean, maybe you have old sports injuries, or maybe it's just because you're blessed in that you can age, you can have a drug-free supplement to help manage it. And that's what Relief Factor does. My husband uses it. It helps him target inflammation and support joint health because he has a lot of old hockey and football injuries. And so it helps him with that. Relief Factor combines very powerful ingredients, turmeric, omega-3 fatty acids, resveratrol, and more, all important in fighting inflammation, 100% drug-free, all developed to support your body's natural healing process. Don't stay stuck living with pain. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day, and support a veteran-owned company and see the difference for yourself. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
Here's what happens when you pick winners and losers in a free market economy. Biden gave car manufacturer Rivian $6 billion. Now, Rivian is losing $41,000 for every car sold. That is not a business model.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for affordable auto insurance, even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Ooh, let's look at the Brits. British government is telling subjects to delete emails to save water. England's currently in a drought, Kane. It's the most severe climate crisis since last year. when they sustained flooding. In an effort to stay calm and carry on, the British government is urging citizens to delete old emails and pictures to help with the drought, Kane.
What?
Yes, and you can fix your leaky loo. That can waste 200 to 400 litres a day.
By deleting emails?
Delete old emails and photographs, as data centres require a vast amount of water to cool their systems, Kane. Yes. I mean, you're an island surrounded by water. Just saying. Mattel is suing this podcast name. I mean, this is pretty hardcore. It's called Coffee with, I don't even know what it is, Coffee with Ken. They're suing this dude. I don't know what he's about, but his name, because Mattel doesn't like that his name is the same name as their plastic doll. You're going to have a hard time, Mattel, methinks, with that. Tropical Storm Erin forms to become the first Atlantic hurricane of 2025. That means everything's going to be affected. It's going to be a long-track storm. It's eyeing the United States next week. So we'll keep tabs on that as well. So a microbiologist says this is like obvious. Improperly maintained AC units can harbor bacteria. Who didn't know that? I fear for your safety. Jimmy Kimmel secures Italian citizenship. Do they know who he is? Feel like that's not something that they really want to do. He was bragging about that in an interview, that he was able to secure Italian citizenship. If he thinks that our policies from our administration are conservative, wait until he sees what the conservative faction of their parliament wants to do. And also, now there's rabbits with tentacles on their heads in Colorado. They're called Frankenstein rabbits.
No.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out, they're mutated rabbits. I'll have more on this later. Stay tuned. Our friends over at All Family Pharmacy, they have everything that, okay, so you know what I'm actually getting ready to look at? Because I get my like emergency kits. I'm going to do this right now. I get my emergency kit. I got two there, and I've gotten antibiotics there. And what else have I gotten? All kinds of stuff there. I mean, I don't want to sound like a drug den, but I get a lot of like really good essentials at All Family Pharmacy. They have everything from NAD Plus. They have methylene blue. They've got, antibiotics, over 200 antibiotics. And the best thing about it is that everything is made here in the U.S. of A., right? Everything is in the U.S. of A. All their precursors, everything, 100% domestically sourced materials for all of their medications. And you can get everything in like 2 to 4 days. If you need it overnighted, you need it in a pinch, they can overnight it to you as well. And so this is what I really like about them. You can go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10. And that will get you 10% off of your entire order. And you can check out their full list. Like I said, they have absolutely, you know, everything. I'm looking right now at their stuff for motion sickness, because I'm going to have to get to go on this MRC cruise in Norway. I'm going to have to get, because I get motion sickness, just to have it. And so I'm going to get it at All Family Pharmacy. So I don't have to go in. You get your doctor's prescriptions. You get everything that you need. AllFamilyPharmacy.com/Dana. Use code Dana10. I'm going to use my own code and get 10% off of your order, and check out their full list as well.
Looking for affordable auto insurance? Even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I should note that the most violent moment in recent history in D.C. was January 6th. And it was an attack on the United States Capitol by a lot of people who were doing it in the name of Donald Trump. And it included the people who were hurt, included members of law enforcement.
That's not correct. Man, this is a Wendy's. That's CNN's Dana Bash. It wasn't actually. I mean, let's not forget the left literally set a church on fire.
Yep.
Right in front of the White House. I've walked past that building many a time. They set a church on fire. And the only person the fatality was when a Capitol police officer, and remember, this is the left loves police shootings if they can get police to shoot people on the right, as evidenced by what happened on January 6th. You had a whole SWAT team behind Ashley Babbitt, and you had a Capitol police officer who violated rule number one. Of course, when you're shooting to kill someone, I guess you don't care about violating any other firearm rules, do you? He didn't know his target or what was behind it. Just fired into the crowd. And it hit her. I personally believe after the fact he modified his story to say that he was trying to target her, because I don't believe he was. I think he just shot at the door. I think he freaked out, and I think he shot at the door. And it just happened to strike her. Because, I mean, there was a whole... I mean, it was already contained. It was just asinine, absolutely asinine. And of course, they lionized him, you know, but there's a lot more I could say about that. But the idea this is the most violent thing. You can't talk about crime. It's not even comparable. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of this first hour. I mean, let's not forget, too, you had Stephen Sund, who's the former chief of police for the Capitol Police, who went at Nancy Pelosi just the other day because she said that Trump delayed deploying the National Guard on January 6th. Now, remember, she's on video with all this. And he corrected her and he goes, ma'am, it's long past due, he said in a tweet. To be honest with the American people, on January 3rd, I requested National Guard assistance, but your sergeant at arms denied it. Under federal law, I was prohibited from calling them in without specific approval. That same day, Carol Corbin at the Pentagon offered National Guard support, but I was forced to decline because I lacked the legal authority. On January 6th, while the Capitol was under attack, and despite my repeated calls, your sergeant at arms again denied my urgent request for over 70 agonizing minutes, quote, running it up the chain, end quote, for your approval. When I needed assistance, it was denied. Yet when it suited you, you ordered fencing topped with concertina wire and surrounded the Capitol with thousands of armed National Guard troops. I wouldn't say attacked either, but there it is. Pretty unbelievable. Pretty unbelievable. No. Now, here's the thing, the difference between the right and the left, and I'm done talking about this stupid issue. Is that we were on air when that happened live, and we were very critical of it. You don't see the left. I have never seen anyone on the left criticize the left literally setting a church on fire. They set a house of God on fire. But these are the people that are going to scream to you about Christians in quote unquote Palestine. Interesting, right? We're going to come back to that, by the way. The Texas Senate passed the map that added 5 Republican seats, eliminated 5 Democrat seats. Oh my gosh. The map makes sense again, Kane.
Yeah, almost. We still have ways to go, I think.
I mean, there's still a couple little weird spots down there around Houston. It gets into like the 2nd and the 22nd district. That's a little weird. But
a vast improvement.
Yeah. Way, way improved. It's way improved. It is actually crazy when you consider how jacked up this map was prior. But they all, I don't want to say what I called them on the rundown. I called them Sissy Bees, which actually kind of would be a great punk band name of Minnesota Vikings male cheerleaders.
I like Sissy Bees.
Yeah, Sissy Bees. So, you guys know what I mean. The Texas Democrats, they all came back. We asked for James Tallarico, and he wouldn't come on. We asked for a couple of them. Now it doesn't make any sense to have them on because they all gave up. They all gave up and they, with hat in hand, they did the walk of shame back to the airport, back to Texas.
I think it's important to note that even though there wasn't anything nefarious done here by Texas, even though there was no corruption, no anything, the Democrats were calling this corruption. The Democrats were calling this cheating. And just so you know, in the face of corruption and in the face of cheating, Democrats will run away.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and they've done it repeatedly, like 3 times in 10 years they've done this. So the Senate passed the new map. House is, you know, they're going to have to, the House doesn't have, they're going to have to give up. It's done. They're back. And they said, well, our mission was accomplished, because now all of a sudden their mission was apparently about raising awareness. Dude, I don't, I guess so. They're like, oh no, it's about raising awareness now. That's what it was about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're victorious. Yay. We raised the awareness of what? Ness? It's like, I'm sorry, what? What is that? Yeah, they've decided that they've had enough media attention and now they can come home. I think what happened is that internal polling showed that they were getting hit pretty hard. And they, yeah, I think that's ultimately what it was. They were like, oh, we're not going to be able to, this is bad. We're not going to be able to do this. So they're coming back and they're trying to act like they're victorious. And yeah, I don't think so. So they, now they're going to, because now they can address the funding for flood victims and maybe property tax relief. That'd be great. And this was after a judge ruled that Robert O'Rourke, you remember the Irishman who cosplays as partially Hispanic? They call him Bader. Robert O'Rourke. Oh, Robert O'Rourke. They, his PAC could not pay for their travel. What was it? His Power to the People PAC. Couldn't pay for travel, because that's basically, I mean, that's a bribe. And so I guess they were racking up $500 a day in fines because they were absent in special session. So they had to come back. They had to come back. And yeah, that's yay. Ha ha ha. So I don't know. What are they going to, they think they're actually going to declare victory on something and come back. Does any Democrat actually believe that they were victorious in anything? Because it's very important to me that they know that they're not.
Could they be specific as to what they were victorious about? Can they, I don't know, clue us in on what that victory was?
Like raising awareness and just like realizing stuff. It's what it was. It's what it was, Kane.
This is real life.
Yeah. Is real life. Now you see why I hate taxes, because that my money goes to these people.
Unbelievable.
It's wild. So, I don't know. I really feel like they need to be spanked when they come back in for regular duty. I would make it as difficult as possible. I find joy in that. You know, just hearing the lamentations of my enemies, the weeping and crying of their women. I just, you know. But I guess, like, they raised awareness of how bad they are and how they're really bad at political poker and pretty much anything else involving math. So, that's not going to work well. Now, in addition to this, can I just say, I'm going to come back to the DC stuff. Speaking of the left, let's peek on over at the French left. These are always entertaining people, are they not? Remember, the French left, these are the people who are like, Viva la République! And they, you know, talked about equality and voting, and let's get rid of the ancient regime, only to immediately get a dictator and another ancient regime right back in its place. But this was after they turned on each other and chopped off each other's heads in spectacular fashion. I mean, that's the kind of theater Kane I can get in on. So let's take a peek at today's modern day left, shall we? Let's do. So apparently, the French left, they are campaigning. Oh, they're campaigning against air conditioning during a heat wave.
Oh my God.
Because the right French people who lean to the right, they want an expansion of cooling equipment. This was a first from Agence France-Presse. They said Marine Le Pen, the far right leader, and that's a bad thing to say. She declared that she would deploy a major air conditioning equipment plan around the country, Kane, if her nationalist party eventually came to power. Marine Tondelier, the head of France's Green Party, scoffed at Ms. Le Pen's idea and instead suggested solutions to warming temperatures that included that or greening cities and making buildings more energy efficient. And they said that in an opinion essay in Le Figaro, the conservative newspaper, they defended air conditioning, you know, because they said making their fellow citizens sweat, that's a bummer. But the left, no, they were demanding that it is an environmental aberration that must be overcome. Air conditioning is far right. That's what the leftist French are claiming. I can speak some poor French, so. Air conditioning is a far right concept in France. 'Tis better to sweat and be stinky, no? I mean, that's I feel like Pepe Le Pew was a right-leaning, red-blooded American French skunk, I just say. How in the world is air conditioning right-leaning? Because it's evil. You should sweat and die of heat stroke. What? I just don't. A friend of mine said, well, that's Europe poor. I can't. Now, I mean, Paris can get hot. I feel like their definition of heat is not what we would consider heat in Texas. But I don't care. Because, see, I'm one of those people. I'm like, oh, my gosh, is it? And it's 65 degrees outside. Time to turn on the heater. It's time to light the fires. Let's light the fires of Rohan. Signal Gondor for aid. I mean, that's
a lot of heat.
It's the moment it gets 65. I'm like, there's a crisp in the air. So I'm kind of the opposite. But I don't like to sweat, but I also don't want to freeze to death. And this is not a right or left leaning argument. It's a women that have skin and can feel temperatures argument and men who apparently don't and cannot. But I mean, I am all for the French left making people sweat to death in order to prove the point that they are, in fact, the lesser party, the lesser ideology. That's, I mean, you know, if you're sweating and you smell, think the left. I mean, that's they can go ahead and do that. I would make a whole thing about that in France. But that's what they're, you know, because it's about the environment. If you cool the neighborhoods in France, Kane, what will happen is the sun will run out of energy and it's all your fault. It's the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. Remember they tried that in the United States? Like they tried suggesting that maybe we have too much air conditioning. Out of spite, I jacked that down to like 68. Out of spite. I will freeze to death out of spite. Right? Like when they told everyone during COVID, you need to stay home and wear a mask. And I was, you guys know I'm a notorious germaphobe. Some of you have that figured out because if we see each other out and about, you're like, I don't want to shake hands because I know you're a weirdo. And I appreciate that. But now, but after COVID, it rewired me. And then I wanted to just like touch all the handrails, right? And then immediately touch my mouth. I wanted to just like, it was almost like an obsessive thing that I had to do out of spite, right? Like tempt the fate as the giant middle finger to that ideology. I don't know. Coming up, POTUS is going to review Smithsonian exhibitions and the left is melting down. So we're going to touch on this. We've got all of the latest with DC and Britain is done. Also aliens. That's my favorite part. And Islamism. The story of old Holy Sister Maria. She's the Gaza nun that appeared on Tucker Carlson's broadcast. I mean, she's George Stephanopoulos' sister, and she hates the Jews. But, you know, she's a nun, so that immediately makes her holy, holy. So we're going to talk about all of that and more coming up in our second hour. It's our partners that will bring you the program, Angel Studios. If you want to help determine what movies are greenlit, if you want to help develop films that celebrate American exceptionalism and are for all ages, things that you don't have to worry about watching if you're in a multi-generational room, then you need to become a part of Angel Studios Guild. Become a premium guild member. And what happens is you get two free tickets to see every theatrical release. And you also get ad-free streaming and so much more. But this is one of those times where you actually can participate in helping to develop culture and helping to develop what kids see. Their latest film is called Sketch. It came out a couple of weeks ago in theaters. I'm not sure how long it's going to be in theaters, but it's a great family movie. And it's just fun, and it's deals with loss, it deals with creativity, it has a lot of themes, but you can check it out. And remember, head over to angel.com/Dana and become a premium member of the Guild. Take your family to see Sketch this summer, and when you join the Guild as a premium member, you get 2 free tickets to see their theatrical releases, you get ad-free streaming, and so much more. angel.com/Dana.
Looking for affordable auto insurance, even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
To Springfield now, where megachurch Cornerstone Christian is now selling personal seat licenses. The pastor says the new season ticket model will guarantee congregants a seat every Sunday.
Obviously, with the renovations of this new sanctuary coming this fall, it costs money. And I think this is a great way to really have an influx of cash into the congregation here. A lot of parents are stressed on Sunday morning, trying to make it to church. Are we going to have a, you know, seat on time? Is there going to be room for us? I think with a personal seat license, obviously this is, you know, an affluent area of town. So we thought, you know, why not as a church, you know, take advantage of that revenue stream.
Pastor Doug says this new ticket model will aid in traffic and congestion, but will also help in other ways.
There's a lot of people.
There's no way that this is real.
Real.
No, because he's a comedian.
Is he?
Yes, this is not real. That's John Crist. He's a comedian. You guys got taken in by a John Crist skit.
Is he really a comedian?
Yes. Oh my gosh. You don't know who that is? That is fake. That's John Crist. He is literally a comedian. Oh my gosh. You guys, they were selling me on playing this in the segment so hard. They're like, oh my gosh, it's tickets for church.
I'm like, what? Who
and I'm like, what? Okay. All right. And we're playing it. And I'm like, well, I'll be damned. That's John Crist. He's a comedian. He's like Trey Kennedy. Who is it? Trey Kennedy? Is that the other guy? They're really funny.
Jamie Kennedy?
No, no, no. He's a Christian comedian. Well, not even a Christian. He's just like a very, like, I would say, like, old school, and that he's not nasty and everybody can watch him. But it's on, like, I see his stuff on Facebook and all that stuff. And they're the ones, like, John Crist used to go and he was like he would be like the church lady going in Target and, you know, praising the deals and all that stuff, or going into a Walmart and praising the deals and, you know, all of that. That's like his whole thing.
Is it not concerning that we kind of thought it was real?
I mean, y'all need Jesus. That's what I'm thinking. All right, we got a whole second hour on the way, and we're going to talk about what do you do with a problem like Maria. Stay with us. Our partners that make the program possible, it's the folks at Superbeats. I mean, if you want to feel horrible and, you know, you don't want to You don't want to do anything to help your metabolism. You just want to slow it down to slug level. Then definitely do not take the Super Marine. No one wants to feel great and have healthy blood sugar and have really a great functioning metabolism.
I do.
No, you don't. Oh, Kane. Super Marine, though, if you're one of those people that do want that, you're in luck because you can actually get it $5 off at Sam's Club. I love shopping for mass quantities. It's just one of the most American things you can do. And you can go and get your mass quantities and then get your Super Marine $5 off. It goes from now until August 17th. So if you know the Super Beats Heart Chews, it's about healthy blood pressure. The Super Marine is a doctor-formulated form of unique high absorption berberine. It's 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. So this means fewer pills to swallow. It's just one easy to swallow capsule a day. And it has powerful ingredients. They also include stuff to minimize GI stress, things like olive fruit extract that also supports heart and vascular health. You can find both the new Super Marine and the number one best-selling Super Beats Heart Chews at Sam's Club. Support your metabolism and blood sugar for less with $5 off Super Marine at Sam's Club now through August 17th. Start today and get on the road to better cardiovascular health. Support from the folks at Human.
Looking for affordable auto insurance? Even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
These women aren't friends out for a run. They're actually undercover police officers taking to the streets in Surrey as part of a new operation trying to stop people catcalling and harassing female runners.
We get honked at, they're staring, they're hanging out of the window just to look at us, and it's so prevalent.
And police teams are ready to intervene the moment the officers are beeped at, followed, or shouted at, pulling people over.
Those kind of behaviours may not be criminal offences in themselves, but they still need to be addressed. And of course, the people that are likely to commit those kind of behaviours, you know, they may then go on to commit more serious offences or more serious behaviours.
This is the stupidest stuff I've ever seen in my life. And it's actually what they're doing in Britain. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you at the top of the second hour. They're actually doing this in Britain. You heard the fella. He said, well, it's not actually a crime, you know, per se. We can't actually, you know, arrest them for catcalling. But, you know, we're still going to try to stop it. We're going to use all our taxpayer-funded resources. So I feel like that Drake meme, you know, oh, grooming gangs in Rotherham, you know, but catcalling, you know, like a entrapment. That's the thing. This is insane. They're spending taxpayer dollars. And I'm sorry, they're not sending us their best. Can I just be honest for a moment? Because this is why you guys really ultimately are like, just do it, Dana. I know you just say what you think and I know what you're thinking in your head. I mean, how many people actually believe that all these dudes were turning these heads over that? One of them was like some big fun. You know what I mean? Like from Heather's. I'm just saying. I think that they look goofy because they're running around in a vest. And my first thought would be like, I would be looking like, why are you in that vest for? It's not, you know, that's just dumb. But the fact that they decided to actually, they're actually like baiting people. I'm just can't even believe this. So they did. They had these British cops like go running, just go jogging. And they now, you know what the article didn't get into? Who are the people actually catcalling them? What I mean, are they the same type of people that were getting the girls in the grooming gangs in Rotherham? I'm just curious. And honestly, one of these broads should just be happy that she can still elicit some attention, if I'm being honest. Let's just be real about it. If you're going to sit here and shame men like this, then I feel like, you know, turnabout's fair play. But they said that they created the Surrey Police Department, Kane, because they, for lack of anything else to do, they created a trial task force for an entire month, Kane. And it led to 18 arrests. Well, that's completely different from catcalling.
Yeah.
Why are you comparing men who are catcalling to... By the way, I've seen women catcall the heck out of dudes.
I've seen it too.
I have seen in my lifetime more women catcall men than men ever catcall women. Mm. It's just not something I get offended by. It's one thing if someone's like screaming abuse at you, which I've had happen. But it's entirely different if someone's like paying you an audible compliment by either whistling or something else. And I don't know why women feel like, I've got a way to give myself power. So I'm just going to pretend to be offended and be a victim and like claim that as my power. That's just lame. And then they're going to complain later. I just don't know why I can't get any dates. Well, maybe because you've like turned something innocent like that into something horrific. So they were wearing tight fitting clothes. They're wearing exercise clothes. You absolute morons. That's how it was described in the British press. They're wearing leggings and like t-shirts. For crying out loud. Oh, but it's not a burqa. But they said they were sent to rush hour hotspots. And they pretended to be joggers. No, they were joggers. They were jogging. And they said one person was honked at in 10 minutes. Oh no, kill her. They honked at her. Meanwhile, in Rotherham, for 15 years, they were sexually abusing, molesting, and trafficking minor girls, like as young as like 12. But hey, they honked at one of your cops in leggings. This is just so goofy. This is so goofy. They're like, people slow down to stare. Do a lot of people jog in that area? Because that might be weird, right? I don't know. I don't know. This whole thing is, I will absolutely stare at someone if I see them jogging, especially if they look dumb while they're doing it. Right. Because every now and then you have the person who either runs like, what's his face, Naruto? Or you got somebody that they're just like an arm swinger. Have you seen those? I look at it because it's strange. It doesn't mean I'm catcalling. I will look at them and be like, that person is running like a loon. Look at them. Or if they're like slapping their feet on the pavement like a duck, you know, I'm like, look at that person's form. Absolutely. They have no idea. They're assigning, especially the people who are standing, they're assigning motives to them. Maybe they got honked because they weren't abiding right of way. You never know. This is the stuff that they do over there. They created an immediate trial task force for this. But Rotherham abuse, an entire city where thousands of young girls were trafficked by Pakistani men for almost two decades, and all of people like in high up positions covered it up. That's, you know, can't rush to create a task force for that. But for this, oh yes, we're going to create a task force. And then this little, the Inspector John Vale, I feel harassed just by this. Can you claim that? Like, I feel these people's like ridiculous reaction is harassing me. I feel harassed. Where's my relief? That's what I just Britain, man. I don't even know what's happening in Britain. Case in point. So this they have a lot of immigration coming in from Northern Africa, a lot. And they had a Nigerian man. I don't know if I should try his name. Ayomide Famakinde, who is from Nigeria. He sexually assaulted a young woman, but because he had a troubled, whatever that means, a quote unquote troubled background, He wasn't given jail time. The judge felt sorry for him, saying, oh, the prison sentence would be too severe. So he just gets 18 months of community service. And he was left to go. It was a teenager. And basically they were like, oh, he doesn't know that it's, you just can't go around like raping women. Same country. You just can't go around. He doesn't know that you just can't go around raping women. So we just feel so bad for him that he just doesn't know that he can do that. Yeah, he was, he targeted and sexually assaulted a teenager. The victim says that she's terrified to go anywhere alone and that he ruined her life. And she tried to fight him off and he pulled her to the ground and he was going to brutally rape her. You can't tell me he wasn't. I mean, he pulls her to the ground, pulling off her clothes. Yeah. And then someone pulled another individual intervened and pulled him off of her. But the judge said, well, it was a momentary aberration. He had a very troubled background, you see. He had a very difficult life, you see. He's a gym instructor from South London. So he was able to come to the UK, Kane, and figure out how to get a job, how to apply for a job, how to get a flat, how to do all of these things. But he didn't know that you just can't go around raping women. Oh. Yeah. They said, no, no, no. A custodial sentence would be too severe for him. I mean, screw the victim. I mean, you know, not literally in case he gets the wrong idea. But yeah, the girl was at the beach with her friend. They were walking back home. And that seems like normal, right? You're at the beach with your friend. You're a young woman. Shouldn't you be able to go to the beach in your country? And if you live by the beach, walk home from the beach. But that's when they were walking home together and he approached them. And the victim said that she first realized that somebody had put an arm around her waist and she was talking and looking at her friend. And then she realized all of a sudden this guy appeared and then he started shoving his hands down her pants and knocked her to the ground. And they called police right away. All the people at the scene identified this guy. There was DNA evidence that linked him. He was found guilty of sexual assault. And the victim goes, I didn't see him coming and I certainly did not ask him to ruin my life. He left me crying and injured on the ground, asking for help. And she's like, I'm terrified to walk alone on the street. And the judge is like, well, you know, he expresses remorse. He's a bright young man with clear potential. So we're going to... Now, if you catcall a woman and you're a British person, you're going to have, you know, the book thrown at you. But if you come into the country from somewhere else... And you, you know, apparently are, you can go out and get a job, but then you want to claim ignorance when you realize that you can't just go grabbing women like you apparently can in your home country. Oh, then it's, oh, don't repeat it. You know, you get a little tap on the wrist, not even a slap. Britain is conquered. They conquered themselves. The UK has conquered itself. Never thought I'd see it. It's an invasion. All of this is an invasion. I mean, that's the thing. I have a couple of other stories on this front. Like, for instance... where's this other story that I have? There was a man, this is in Louisville, Kentucky. This is a crazy story. This is Louisville, Kentucky. The Metro Police, they released the identity of a suspect. There was a home invasion and a bank robbery. And there was a guy who had stabbed a mom and kidnapped a family. And the guy who stabbed the mom and kidnapped the family was sentenced to 14 years in prison, but he only served 5 months because the judge let him go. And this guy is like he's got a lot of priors. There's like a whole list where this guy who committed a bank robbery, he got out after, I mean, like they slapped them on the wrist. They let them go, you know, here after a couple of months. You're allowing criminals to conquer your country and upend your law and order. And in Britain, it definitely is a one-way street. It's like their law is almost decidedly against their own like actual citizens. It is unbelievable what's happening over there. Unbelievable. Now, coming up, a couple of things to discuss. Because we got to talk about this problem with the story of Sister Maria. George Stephanopoulos' sister, is a nun. And as you can imagine, she has the exact same ideological bent that he does. Maybe even perhaps more so. And she's been living in upstate New York for what, I guess, a couple of decades now. But that hasn't stopped her from representing herself as being living in Gaza. But she gave an interview recently, and all of these people on the so-called woke right decided that they were going to elevate her as some avatar for faith. You know, and these are people themselves who transparently violate the claim faith that they, the faith they claim to uphold. But they're defending, and they're saying that this person is apparently like the avatar of Christianity, a woman who defended Hamas verbatim in her interview that she gave. We're going to talk about this and talk about what this woman really is and the problem of these people that are rushing to defend this just because they have a problem with Jews. So we're going to dive into this. Why not? And they'll really love my column that's coming out, which, you know, that's something we'll talk about here as well. As we move, our partners that help bring you the program, it's the folks over at Webroot. You cannot be too careful online anymore. I mean, used to it was something like, you know, a rare phenomenon, but now it's an everyday occurrence with all of the criminality and the sophistication that the, you know, digital that digital provides. When you're looking for reliable digital protection that won't slow you down, you need to go and check out Webroot. This is powerful, they have powerful, affordable options for individuals, for families. It doesn't matter. I mean, you got to think about your parents too. A lot of people are approaching like that sandwich generation. You've got your kids, you have your parents. You need real-time protection against legit everything. Malware, ransomware, phishing, more. They have all of that with Webroot. They have antivirus and web protection. They have web threat shields that block malicious websites, built-in firewall. They have a system optimizer removing all the digital clutter. They have identity protection. You can get up to $1 million in theft-related expense reimbursement. Covers kids, students, seniors, dependents, you name it, they cover it. Advanced dark web monitoring, credit and financial monitoring with alerts, everything. VPN for multiple devices, unlimited cloud backup. I mean, Webroot has it all. You can get 15% off of Webroot's total protection or Webroot Essentials by going to webroot.com/Dana, but you cannot get that offer anywhere else. It is only at webroot.com/Dana for 50% off of Webroot's total protection. That's 50, 50% off. Live a better digital life with Webroot.
Looking for affordable auto insurance? Even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So first up, apparently, well, I'm going to come back to this one little headline because I just feel like there's not enough information and the little tidbit, the little bit that they gave you. Wendy Williams' guardianship case, apparently warring factions emerge as the court case gears up. I feel so bad for her. She was like the first female radio powerhouse. She really was. I've met her. I've been on her show. Her when she had her TV show, I was on her show a couple of times. I know, it was some time ago. She was always one of the nicest people ever. She was incredibly kind. I really liked her. Her whole staff was great. And I hate what's being done to her. The simple life can bring greater happiness, but apparently they say women experience greater well-being benefits than men, and the effects are consistent across income and age groups. It's very interesting. So living simply, apparently. I mean, frugality, self-sufficiency, that, which I think a lot of people get caught up in the materialistic race. They really do. And that just makes everybody nuts. And now you have another survey that kind of confirms all of that. So King of the Hill starts strong at Netflix and Hulu. They said that Wednesday, King of the Hill, all of that, Netflix and Hulu. And then they have K-pop Demon Hunters. That's their other thing that they have. Yeah, look at you, Kane, so excited. Squid Game, that's another one. So they're really doing very well, and I think Paramount as well. So Paramount, Netflix, and Hulu, I think, are like the leaders. So it feels like they take turns leading, and then Amazon comes out with a series and whoops them, and then they come out with something. So it's very interesting, but these are some of the most viewed movies in English, and a lot of like South Korean stuff is getting very popular. South Korean stuff is relatively pretty conservative. Let's see here. We also have, ooh, goodness. This is an insane headline. Two dead, 14 hospitalized. They ate tainted sausage and turnip top sandwiches in Italy. They got them from a food truck in southwest Italy, and apparently it was it's all linked to the country's second toxic botulism outbreak this month, twice in a month. So, good heavens. I don't really know that I would eat a turnip top sandwich. I got to be honest with you. Feel like that's not in the cards for me. Coming up, that Sister Maria interview. Stick with us. Burn a gun is a great option from if you're disarmed, really, ultimately. If you're disarmed from protecting yourself. And I mean, there's all that out there. I would love to be able to say, I don't go to gun-free zones, but I'm a big kid and I got to do adult stuff and I got to do job stuff. And I don't have the luxury of just crossing my arms and saying, I'm not going to go there because I got to. But I also don't want to be left utterly defenseless as well. So Byrna shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. It's legal in all 50 states, doesn't require background checks or licenses or fees or any other arbitrary BS. They can send it right to your door, so it's accessible for everybody. There's no recoil, super easy target acquisition. And with the new CL, that's the Byrna compact launcher, you have a 15 round shot capacity per cartridge. When you compare that to stun guns, you got like one or two shots and that's it. So this is definitely, you have a lot more options for defense with this. There's the Byrna SD, which is, both of these are pistols. SD is a little bit larger. The CL is 38% smaller than the SD. And they've got rifles and all that stuff. But I think specifically for the purpose of self-defense, y'all want to be looking at the SD or the CL. And college kids that are going back to school, you're not old enough to carry a pistol, but you want to be able to protect yourself. Maybe you live alone, you live away from campus. The Byrna gun is an absolute diverse option for you to consider so that you can still protect yourself, but it doesn't care about the gun-free zone signs. Visit Byrna.com/Dana and check out the new Byrna CL, the compact launcher. That's BYRNA.com/Dana.
Looking for affordable auto insurance, even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Dana Lash with you at the bottom of the second hour. There was a very interesting interview. that was making the rounds the other way. Actually, it wasn't an interesting interview. It was just an interesting individual. And the claims, not even the claims that they were making, because it was so predictable, it was the ensuing defense of it made by people who didn't watch the discussion. Not that it was like one for the record books, but they didn't watch the stupid stuff that was said. And they definitely did not have any idea of the history of this particular individual. And I'm talking about this interview that was done with that this Agapia Stephanopoulos. Her name is Maria Stephanopoulos. And she was on with Tucker Carlson. Now, full disclosure, I've known Tucker for years and I've always been friendly with him, but I have no idea why he did this. And I think it's important for people to realize that, yes, it's George Stephanopoulos' sister. And normally, I don't think that relations with siblings are really factor into the analysis of someone, except that this woman has benefited from George Stephanopoulos' presence, not just in media, but also when he was with the Clintons, because he interceded for her at the State Department numerous times. And that's a fact. There's a lot. There's a paper trail that gets into this. That's a whole separate thing. So she was giving this discussion where she was being asked about, because she's a nun and she was in Gaza, although she's not in Gaza now, but she had and hasn't been for a while, from what I understand. But she previously was. And because she's a nun and because she hates Israel and has a problem with Jewish people, which is evident if you're familiar at all with anything she's ever said or done in her life, because she's been pretty vocal since 2000. That's how long this goes back. A lot of people are just literally like yesterday or the day before is the first time they've ever heard of her. And I've got a lot of, we're going to deep dive into this. I got a lot of history for you. So a lot of people are just reacting to that and they're completely ignorant of the stunts that she's pulled in the past. So she does this interview and because she's a nun, because she doesn't like Israel and she doesn't like Jewish people and she defends Hamas, oh, well, she's a nun, so you can't disagree with a nun. It's appeal to authority. It's an absolute blatant, you know, elementary logical fallacy. You can't disagree with her because she's a nun. If you disagree with her, you're mocking a nun. If you disagree with her, you're mocking Christianity. I think by holding her up as a representation of Christianity, you are mocking Christianity. That's the first rule. I wanted to play for you, and I have the transcript of the entire interview also. I wanted to play for you one cut in particular that was like pretty much in the beginning of all of this. And you think that people who had any familiarity, or even if they didn't have familiarity with her, after you hear a soundbite like this, you're like, what? This is audio soundbite 25, where she is defending Hamas. And she's saying that October 7th was justified. This is that big O nun that everyone was saying is the measure of whether or not you are a Christian, whether or not you agree with her. And by these the people holding her up are the woke right, the people who play into identity politics as much as the left. So listen to what she says here in this interview.
Because I don't think it's Islamic terror that's taking place in the first place. I think we have to disabuse ourselves of that notion that this is a battle between Muslim and Jew. Or that, you know, constantly you heard after October, the October event was that Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. Even to this day, we hear it's Hamas, yes. Hamas, Hamas. What is Hamas? Hamas are people who have had their homes taken from them, who, if they live in Gaza, have not been able, basically been in an open air prison for certainly the last 20 years going on. Even when the Israelis withdrew from Gaza, they didn't leave open borders. There was no freedom for people in Gaza to develop their economy. If I know people who wanted to try to go to school in America and couldn't get out of Gaza, you know, had a Fulbright scholarship and weren't able to leave.
You mean couldn't get out?
Israel didn't give them permission. So what kind of freedom is that?
Oh, this is so stupid.
If you live in Gaza.
They couldn't even fly out?
No. And their airport had been bombed in what, 2000 and early on. 2000, there was an airport built soon after.
So this is so asinine. Immediately, she's a simp for Hamas. And again, for the people who say that if you criticize this nun or disagree with her, then you're attacking Christians. If you hold this nun up as a representation of Christianity, you're attacking Christians. Even the devil can cite scripture. So let's make that really clear right out of the get-go. She's immediately getting into all the Pallywood Hamas talking points. Gaza and open air. First off, let's start with the first claim that she was making, that somehow Hamas, they were denied, they were given a strip of land like the welfare grifters that they are. Israel unilaterally withdrew in 2005. They had free elections. Don't tell me that the elections weren't legitimate either, because then you're contradicting your point on Hamas and Gaza here. No, they had a unilateral withdrawal in 2005. 2007, Hamas took over. And by the way, they had international observers from more countries than I can count on two hands that witnessed all of these elections. And they were there weeks prior and even after, watching everything. They all concluded that these were free and fair elections. Hamas took control of that strip. You have the Palestinian Authority, and I'm not going to get into the PLO and the PA and all that. You had Fatah and Hamas. Those are the two biggest powers. Fatah is essentially holding with under a Palestinian Authority, holding it down in West Bank. And then you have Hamas in Gaza. So they were given everything in Gaza: greenhouses, homes, schools, infrastructure, everything. They a unilateral withdrawal by Israel. This is undisputed. And what happened after? Hamas assumed control. They had their elections in 07, and they immediately began cannibalizing their own infrastructure and everything so they could make bombs and they could dig tunnels and they could attack their neighbors. You have entire generations of people brought up to hate other individuals because of their faith. That's what Hamas is. Hamas is the Muslim Brotherhood. We'll talk more about that in a little bit, but they absolutely are. And they're backed by Iran. They're Islamists. They're zealots. They're terrorists. They're recognized as a terrorist entity by the United States. That is who Hamas is. There is no misunderstanding who they are. And you have someone who claims to be essentially a shepherd for Christ, misleading people. I'm not going to tell you what scripture says about millstones and deep seas on that count. Misleading people on this. Now, George Stephanopoulos' sister here, and remember, her brother has intervened for her many a time at the State Department. There's lots of, it's widely reported for anyone who cares to get on this thing called the internet. But what's more is she's pulled stunts before. This isn't the first time she's done it. She pulled a stunt over, there was a story where she was sending emails out claiming a number of different things. Well, she was also justifying Hamas, but she was claiming a number of different things back in 2002, where you had a bunch of suicide bombings, and there had to be a sweep of some towns in the West Bank to root out some of these terror cells, because people kept getting killed by these terror cells. And then in Bethlehem, there were a group of terrorist gunmen who seized the Church of the Nativity, and they were there for several days. And they shot at Israeli soldiers who were outside. And then she made up a story and was sending it around everywhere, apparently, an email that was urging, that was claiming that they defecated, that Israeli soldiers defecated in the Church of Nativity, on the floors of a Bethlehem medical clinic, that they were shooting at the Church of Nativity. Let's ignore the fact that you had actual like terrorists inside of the Church of Nativity shooting at random people and Israeli soldiers outside. She also claimed that they were looting homes and all of this stuff, making all of this stuff up. It was ultimately all debunked. It was all entirely debunked. In fact, Paul Sperry was the reporter that first debunked it. And she even had to admit that she did not witness any of these atrocities. That was Maria Stephanopoulos that wrote it. And then later on, Robert Novak cited her as some sort of source of authority when making these claims on behalf of Hamas later. So you see how poisonous this Pallywood stunt is. And it goes back a long time. She is a Hamas apologist. She is a proven serial liar. A proven liar. An apologist for terror. She is not a representation of Christianity, Orthodox or otherwise. Judge them by their fruits. And I am. That's called Christian discernment, and we're called to have it in Scripture. There was a, some people joked and called her Novak's nun after all of that happened. In fact, Novak made, he was writing members of, he was a columnist, Robert Novak, and he went off on, you know, all kinds, he didn't, wasn't exactly a fan of, you know, people on the right. And he would, he was sending out emails and letters to people who were apparently like defending Israel whenever they had to defend themselves for the millionth time. And he would cite her as like an authoritative source, you know. But this is who this person is. And to not even divulge any of that before you sit down and prop her up as some sort of authority on this. And it's an appeal to authority with faith, which I find absolutely demonic. Holding up someone, a proven liar, an apologist for terror, and holding them up as an as some unquestionable representation of faith is demonic. You don't have to criticize me for that, because I'm just simply revealing to you widely reported accounts of her very publicized, very well-established known behavior. So this is all a major problem. And I made mention of this yesterday on air, and I was really shocked at the idiocy that I saw. I mean, she actually is defending Hamas, and she refuses to call it Islamic terror. And then here she comes back in a later, she's like, no, Hamas, has nothing to do with America. Audio soundbite 17, please.
We're just flooded with this message that those terrorists are coming to get us next, which is absurd. Has any member of Hamas or anybody of Palestinian come and threatened America as an American? No.
No, they just kidnapped Americans. I guess that's forgotten in her defense of October 7th. There were a handful of Americans that were also kidnapped. Furthermore, they are the Muslim Brotherhood, backed by Iran. This isn't indisputable. These are all facts. And it just shocks me that none of this is presented. The Muslim Brotherhood is Hamas. And the 88 Charter has declared it is a wing of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is an absolute terrorist enemy of the United States. Now, you want to keep going with the Clinton connection? Let's. So you have George Stephanopoulos' sister defending Hamas/Muslim Brotherhood. It was Hillary Clinton who was at, and George Stephanopoulos worked for Bill and Hillary Clinton. Not only was he doing comms for Bill Clinton during campaign and also when he was in the White House, but he also worked with the Clinton Foundation. And of course, Hillary Clinton, as you know, backed the Muslim Brotherhood, even when they were outlawed in Egypt. She backed the Muslim Brotherhood right before the Green Revolution. She actually backed the terrorist entity in elections in Egypt, which was unbelievable. This is when Hillary Clinton was making a mess of Libya and Egypt and Iran and everything else. Jimmy Carter would have been proud. The only political correctness for a very, very long time prevented the Muslim Brotherhood from being called a terrorist entity. I should know, because I started getting involved as a very, very young woman at age 20, 21 in political commentary back after 9/11. And even then, it was, you remember this? Oh my goodness, it was very sensitive. You call the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. But they are. It's a terrorist group. They're banned in Egypt. They're related to CARE also, the Council for American Islamic Relations. Everyone talks about AIPAC, but nobody wants to talk about CARE. Ooh, can't do that. What this is a bunch of geopolitical baka bazi that are trying to please their Qatari masters. That's what this interview was. That's what this narrative is. And that's what a lot of people in the woke right are turning into, a bunch of little dancing baka bazi for their Arab masters. That's exactly what this is. At the sake of national security, at the sake of security of our Western allies, at the sake of integrity about the own faith that they claim to uphold. It's very disappointing to see. But I don't know. It's something else, I tell you. I have a lot more on this. And I have a column that'll be coming out this week that gets into it a little bit more. But that is the truth of this matter. And that is who that so-called nun is. Remember, even the devil can cite scripture. And sometimes the devil helps the devil to promote it too. Kel-Tec, the PR-57, one of the newest firearm offerings from Kel-Tec. A rotary barrel pistol, and that's 40% lighter than other 5.7s on the market. And it's chambered 5.7, and it establishes kind of a new measure with lightweight design. The rotary barrel makes it the lightest 5.7 pistol available, and they have a unique top-loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for a slimmer carry profile and a 20+1 capacity. Inspired by real-world data and defensive needs, MSRP of only $399. Low recoil for ease of use and accuracy, and quickest and easiest field strip there is. You can find it at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec. KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
The Culture and Christianity Podcast with Pastor Alan Jackson.
The devil wants to isolate us all.
Yes.
And yeah. You don't leave them on that island of being victimized. And that, I really enjoyed that. I think you help people find their way to the place of grace. Jesus is a redeemer. And you are pictures of redemption. And I think that is so important.
Hear the full story on Culture and Christianity with Pastor Alan Jackson. Subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Looking for affordable auto insurance? Even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Ooh, a wild brawl broke out amongst swimsuit-clad boaters at a Florida lake in front of families, kids, pets, everybody, nature, everything. A big old fight broke out amongst a bunch of boaters at a Florida lake over the weekend. A man was knocked unconscious and left floating face down in the water. According to a video, it happened at Lake Winterset in Polk County in front of kids. They were relaxing lakeside with their family. According to Polk County Sheriff's Office, 7 men and a 17-year-old boy were arrested. Sheriff Grady Judd announced yesterday that he was going to make an example out of the hooligans. I watched one feller get knocked out, and he went face down on the ground. Another was face down in the water. Punches flying at random. A woman in a pink bikini tried CPR on one knocked out man. The chaos I don't even know if we can play the video. Can you show some of the screenshots? I don't know if we can actually play the video because there's so much cussing in it. But they were showing just like some B-roll. And all the men are in their late teens or early 20s except for one 40-year-old man. And the sheriff said that they're going to crack down on delinquency. But they were fighting and are brawling. And nobody actually even knows what over. That's the, you know, I, yeah, I'm just saying, they don't even know. A Florida man is accused of giving his grandfather a drug cocktail to, quote, ease up his death. The man said, I helped him out. Okay, yeah, it's euthanasia, and it's also murder, and that's not helping nobody out. That's not what that is. Oh my gosh. So now I can't get this open. Now he's going to be sentenced and he's going to be going into jail for that. And then, I'll get you tomorrow. The guy who was arrested and said he drank too much on the body cam footage. And he very evidently did. Stick with us. More in store. Third hour.
Looking for affordable auto insurance? Even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
We are in a basketball game right now, if you'll excuse the metaphor, where the refs have left the arena and the other side is just clobbering the out of us, just punching us in the face, kicking us in the nuts, and we're kind of throwing our hands up and we're asking the crowd, the people of America, hey, do you see what's going on here? This is unfair. This isn't the rules that we agreed to play by. Well, who cares about the rules right now? Punch back, kick back, dunk over their heads, and win some power.
He's so tough, Beto. Or why does he throw his hands around so much? Oh my gosh, this guy couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of our third hour. When is he not awkward? So he's out there. I don't think he has a job still. I asked this. I think I made mention of this. Where was it? Was it yesterday at some point? And I was remarking on the fact that he's grifting off of this pack that he created. And he takes money from it, but he doesn't like actually do anything. He doesn't actually work. He's just, I mean, who knows what he does, but he's trying to be so tough, right? He's somebody who can't win a race, but he created a pack to grift off of instead of getting a job. I mean, he's like actual walking birth control. What does he know about any of this stuff? Again, this is a guy who wrote about rape fantasies and he wrote poetry about it and he dressed up as a furry. And then don't forget the DWI and the hit and run. And he tried to flee from an accident scene, but he was able actually to get exonerated. Well, he got off those charges because his daddy's a judge. His daddy's a judge. So he's telling people to fight back. I don't think this is going to go over so well for Democrats. And I think they actually need to do less of that. I mean, these are the people who set a church on fire in D.C. By the way, speaking of D.C. and that whole problem, Baltimore, their mayor. Well, this was the solution that he offered POTUS. Audio soundbite 5, this is.
We, under my direction, my police department has taken 2,500 guns off the street each of the last 2 years. The president could also do some very simple things for us, Jake, not just for Baltimore, but for the whole country. The president can say no one will no longer be able to go into a store and buy an AR-15. The president could join mayors around the country and standing up to Glock to end these Glock switches that allow our residents and our police officers to be shot with
a
gun.
That's so stupid. He sounds like if I were to talk to you about football, that's what that dude sounds like. That's not at all. No. They're not getting Glock switches. They're not. Oh, my gosh. Stop it. They have all of that in D.C. Everything's banned in D.C. You can't go. They don't even have FFLs in D.C. I think they have like one maybe range or one thing that you can process. That's it. Maybe. Actually, everything's outside of it. So I don't even know what that guy's talking about. The problem of crime in D.C. This is, I think that the way that the president is approaching it, that's the only option that a lot of these local officials left him. Audio Summit 11 to touch on this. This is Jamie Raskin. Now, I want you to listen. He admits and cedes the point about crime, but then he messes it up. Listen, 11, sorry.
To go out. But look, I agree. You know, you can't feel safe enough, especially these days. The question is who you trust to promote your security and public safety. Is it the mayor and the council and the people who actually report to people who live there? Or do you trust Donald Trump to do that? Because, you know, his attention span is like, you know, 32 seconds. And then he's going to be off to talking about the tariffs, or he's going to be off and talking about something in Los Angeles or whatever. I mean, you've got to trust the local officials to do this. And,
you mean the same? Okay, to interrupt Raskin, do you mean by local officials, does he mean the D.C. police commander who was suspended and accused of changing the crime statistics? That local? Because that's one of the people who is responsible for fixing this. Him? I'm just curious. He's still, I mean, there's an investigation into not one, but now two high ups in the DC police in their department because they were making changes to crime statistics within their district. Metropolitan Police Department, and this is from NBC4 just last month, they confirmed that Michael Pulliam was placed on paid administrative leave in mid-May. He filed a complaint against an assistant chief and a police union accused the department of deliberately falsifying crime data to make it appear like violent crime had fallen considerably. So I really wish that the reporter that was interviewing Jamie Raskin either knew, either was motivated enough to do a better job so that, I mean, if she was, she would have dove into this and found all of this stuff herself. Or if she had better producers that could have properly prepped her, she could have followed up and said, well, wasn't that the responsibility of Michael Pulliam, but he was placed on paid leave because he refused to do the exact same thing that you're talking about. So does that not ultimately then just make Trump's argument? Now, Raskin wouldn't be able to answer that because it does. That's the problem. It absolutely does. Now, this guy is under investigation because he changed crime data. And he's being accused of decreasing it and making it look like it had this precipitous drop compared to last year. So how can you trust the people who are lying about how much crime is occurring to fix the increase in crime that's occurring? That's the question. I mean, it's rhetorical because the answer is you can't. Thus, that is why, and I'm saying this as somebody who does not like a police state, and I get very capital L libertarian on a lot of this stuff. What else is there to do? When you have local officials that are abandoning their posts, abdicating their responsibility to their constituency in our nation's capital, no less, what other options have they left us? This isn't about what Trump chose to do. It's about what Trump was forced into doing because of the inaction of these dishonest city servants. I mean, I have to say kudos to the individual in the police department there who blew the whistle on it. I mean, hopefully there's not going to be any kind of retribution against that individual for doing so. But this is a major issue. And apparently there's like a several of this. There's several. I mean, when you can't trust your elected officials to properly do this, this goes back to, it's making me think, let me pull this story up. In California, when they began just underreporting crime and they began reclassifying certain even violent crimes as like, you know, petty charges. They have a major issue in California, as an example, with underreporting crime. D.C. has an issue. They had an issue even prior to this case with underreporting crime. I have a couple of friends who work at a couple of different outlets that were that have talked about this. Politico had a story on it before. Wall Street Journal had a story on it before. But this is like a common factor in so many Democrat-run cities. And what sets D.C. apart, obviously, is because it is the nation's capital. And I go back to what I said in the first hour. Is that not the foyer of the nation, the nation's capital? Is that not like the curb appeal right there? Should it not have curb appeal? Should they, out of all the cities in the nation, should that city not have the cleanest streets and the least amount of crime? It is our nation's capital. It's where we accept foreign dignitaries. It's where our government does business. It's where our president does business. It's where we have our monuments and our you know, founding texts, our museums that chart our amazing history. Should it not be the example to which every city aspires in terms of cleanliness and being crime free? Should that not be the example? And it's sad that it can't be. It is a gorgeous city. It is truly beautiful. I love architecture. I'm a huge architecture nerd, and I love so many of the buildings in that city. But unfortunately, it has been allowed to just rot. And it's not an aberration. This is something that is just endemic in all of these Democrat-run cities. I'm looking at, I don't want to spend like the whole hour on this, but My gosh, I'm looking at, I went into a rabbit hole yesterday and I was looking at everything from Los Angeles to Oakland to Phoenix to Dallas to Houston to San Antonio to Austin, all of the major cities, Democrat run major cities, and every single one of them, there's this trend that's been developing in the last 15 years where they really want to outcompete with each other to see who can lower crime. They don't want to actually lower crime through, you know, positive enforcement of law, you know, actual good penalties, good prosecution, anything like that. They just want to underreport it to give the appearance that they're lowering crime. So that way the elected officials can get all the accolades without doing any of the work. And that's also something that's a trait that's shared amongst the left, is it not? They want the accolades and they want the titles and they want to be publicly lauded, but they don't want to do any of the work to achieve any of this. It's like people who don't want to do any of the work, but they want power. So they decide to bitch and moan and make themselves victims. And then they claim power that way than through any kind of meritocracy. It's still anti-meritocracy. So this is a huge problem. And I think Raskin's soundbite was amazing in that it was so unbelievably contradictory and dumb. And I wish that the reporter that he was talking to knew enough about the issue to where she could have countered it and said, "You mean the same people who are fudging statistics and getting in trouble for it?" But she didn't. I don't know. And the other thing that, you know, when Democrats, I go back to getting out the vote. And it was something that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had said when he was talking about mail-in balloting. He was like, yeah, well, you know, in places where mail-in ballots are legal, yeah, let's go ahead and just flood that zone. Let's go ahead and get so good at it that Democrats want to outlaw it. I mean, if they want to play by that established set of rules, then get better than they are at it. And I guarantee you they will not want to play by those rules anymore. We've seen this happen in a couple of different areas.
Looking for affordable auto insurance? Even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right. Sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Fun fact, playing a little bit of Queen and David Bowie Under Pressure on our way in as bumper. Once when I worked at a record store back during my college days, I played that and someone thought I was playing Vanilla Ice and I kicked them out of the store. I made them leave and I said, you have a 1 month ban until you get better tastes. I mean, not that I dislike Robbie and Winkle, but the fact that you didn't know what that was sampled from, get out of the store. All right, so true story. Let's see, this is from The Hill. Ma'am Danny, I have to say it the way that they say Inglourious Basterds, Nancy. Ma'am Danny, he's leading the New York City mayor race by 19 points in a latest Siena Research Institute poll. He's at 44, Cuomo's at 25, Silva is at 12, Eric Adams is at 7. I mean, this is just getting, I don't know. Whew, here we go. This actually surprised me. NFL's heaviest player, 464 pounds. He's deemed too fat to play. And he's forced to watch from the sidelines until he loses weight. Desmond Watson. They have no idea when he's going to be able to return. He's the heaviest. He's on track to be the heaviest in history. He's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's got to lose a lot of weight, apparently. They said they have to get the number down. He still has a lot of work to do. They said he's doing a solid job. That's all I'm going to say. So, man alive, that's a lot.
So, on the offseason, he had to gain a lot, I guess, or else he wouldn't have been signed if they knew physically he wasn't able to play.
Yeah, I think that's
so. I think something happened over this break.
I mean, I think someone wasn't eating healthy, you know, and I get it. You know, I mean, you're in the grocery store and you're walking by them Star Crunches. My kids did not know what a Star Crunch was.
I haven't had one of those in decades.
First off, I know I got other headlines. That's a test to determine whether or not someone is worthy of being in your group during an apocalypse. Do they know what a Star Crunch is? They don't get out. Go to jail. Right to jail. That's where you go. U.S. major airline warns it's going to shut without a cash boost. Well, I don't know. Maybe if we allowed things to be privatized and, you know, I don't know, we had better service and we weren't treated like cattle. Spirit Airlines. Isn't that where all the fights happen? Isn't that the Waffle House of the skies?
It is.
Spirit Airlines. It's the Waffle House of the skies. They'll just slap you out of the plane. You don't even need to, like, you know, deboard. They'll just slappity slap you right off. They said that they don't have a lot of money and they need help. Okay. Let's see. A man was arrested after breaking into a Redmond auto shop. He had to get his phone back. I mean, I understand you want your phone back, but isn't there a way that maybe you could wait or maybe try to get a hold of the owner? It was at 1:30 p.m. So it was in the middle of the afternoon. But the way that he did it, though, he threw a rock right through the front door. That's not the way to do that, right? So I don't know. Maybe they were out for lunch, whatever it was, but you could have waited. And you didn't need to throw a rock and bust their door in. That's just, and then enter it while it was unoccupied. That's them. Target cookie recall. Thousands of popular sugar cookies recalled because they got wood pieces in them. I mean, do you know what cellulose is? Number one. Number two. Why are you buying? I will not buy cookie dough. I'm not going to buy the cookie dough like that. Make it. It's so easy, especially sugar cookie. It's like the easiest cookie to make. And it's so much better. It tastes better. Your kids will think you're amazing. They will love you. Don't buy this stuff. Don't buy it. It's junk.
The best part, no wood.
Yeah, and there's no wood in it. That's right. No wood, no bug legs. None of that stuff is in there. Ooh. Yeah, that's what cellulose is. But all right, coming up, the redistricting. It's cracking. It's all crazy. We're going to have that and so much more. Stick with us.
Looking for affordable auto insurance, even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slip covers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
It's interesting which mayors and which cities he's chosen to focus on. In Los Angeles, where you have crime down, 60-year low in terms of homicides, homelessness is down. He points to homelessness and he points to crime in Washington, D.C. I don't know what's going on there, but I imagine that they are not suffering in the despair that he described in his press conference that in any way would warrant the use of federal officials in this manner.
Well, that's Karen Bass, Cultural Delicious Bass. If you don't know, that's from Napoleon Dynamite. We can't be friends. Some delicious bass. She's like, DC residents are not suffering with rampant crime. How would she know? And they are, actually. That's the thing. They are suffering from rampant crime. Woman! Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. There was one that I didn't get to, and I wanted to, apologies for this, I wanted to pull this up, because this is one of the things that I had to a ton of things that I still have to touch on. This is, okay, so the Smithsonian stuff, in addition to the cracking down on crime, because heaven forbid you allow the streets to look like a crack den of dangerous people. And I've dealt with the homeless in D.C. myself. I told you that before, several times. Had to do work there, was there routinely, and it's gotten worse. It's gotten demonstrably worse. Now, on top of this, he's just like ticking all the boxes to tick them off. Now they're going to examine and review Smithsonian exhibitions. What? They want to sell. I mean, shouldn't it be about celebrating American exceptionalism? One of my favorite museums was the Smithsonian, the American Museum, Americana, and the World War II exhibits specifically. Gone there. I've taken my kids there. They're amazing. And I'm a huge World War II history buff, and I loved it's just amazing seeing some of the stuff that they have there. The White House posted a letter on its website that read, quote, "Letter to the Smithsonian. Internal review of Smithsonian exhibitions and materials." They wanted to have a, quote, "broader vision of excellence that highlights historically accurate, uplifting, and inclusive portrayals of America's heritage." So they want to make sure that it's aligning with this directive to celebrate American exceptionalism. This is all from the letter. Remove divisive or partisan narratives and restore confidence in our shared cultural institutions. That doesn't sound bad, Kane.
Nope. So far.
I mean, does that sound bad? I mean, yeah, that's all good, right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants ahistorical divisiveness. We want to all have confidence in our shared cultural institutions, right? Yeah. So they want to have public-facing content, a review of the exhibition text, wall, didactics. They want to have educational materials, digital, social media content. They want to quote, assess tone, historical framing, and alignment with American ideals. Then a curatorial process to talk with the curators and senior staff. I'm reading from the letter that understands the selection process, exhibition approval workflows, et cetera, exhibition planning. Because we have our 250th anniversary for the Declaration of Independence coming up, America's founding, et cetera. They want to evaluate how existing materials and collections are being used or could be used to highlight American achievement and progress, and whether or not they can digitize or convey to other institutions certain materials. And they want to make sure that they have curatorial guidelines that reflect their original mission. Here's David Axelrod, quote, gotta make my David Axelrod face. "The White House plans to conduct a far-reaching review of Smithsonian Museum exhibitions, materials, and operations. The guy who declared their independence from a mad king 249 years ago would have lots to say about this." What? What? Mother Jones. Mother Jones is like the Charmin of editorial toilet paper. Okay. Not even Charmin. It's a one-ply. They wrote, "The White House is pressuring the Smithsonian to eliminate political influence." That's Orwellian. What's Orwellian? Is the political influence that you've already infused and infested the Smithsonian with. That is what is Orwellian. And then the Daily Beast. "Trump's initiative to make history great again is now threatening to bulldoze Smithsonian exhibits." Oh, wait, here's Politico. "White House announces Smithsonian's review amid Trump's cultural reckoning." What the left tried to do was Mao's color revolution, rewriting our history, trying to shame us and shame our founding, trying to only focus on the sins and without any grace and ignore the, excuse me, the amazing journey of reconciliation and redemption and the story arc of our country, of any country. I mean, that's the Orwellian aspect of it. That is what they did. They wanted to rewrite history and wanted to denigrate our founders so that we would somehow divorce ourselves because we did not want to have our characters impugned by association. If they can make you think that something is bad, you will voluntarily separate yourself from it so as to not be stained by it. You will remove yourself from association. So it was a chilling effect. They wanted you to think this thing was bad. They want you to think the founders have faults and thus are imperfect. And if the founders are imperfect, then our nation's founding is void. That's the whole goal. That's the whole goal of CRT. To make you lose faith in the very fabric of this nation, in the very pillars of our institutions, so that if we believe that these people are faulty, then the entire purpose of the nation, the premise of this nation, can be called into question. I mean, it is a very graceless, punitive, maliciously dishonest framing. It also ignores Old and New Testament. I mean, let's not look at, you know, Jesus's family lineage, shall we, if they want to have these applied arguments, but I digress. But that's the whole purpose of it, is they wanted you to feel shame, therefore you would voluntarily divorce yourself from this. Without, and then you would distance yourself from that. You wouldn't be maybe as excited to talk about George Washington, as excited to talk about Thomas Jefferson, you know, these people who themselves have committed no sin in their own lives. I mean, that's just stupid. I mean, by that measure, then you would have to question Jesus, because look at David and look at everyone who came in that family line before him. I mean, it's an absolute rejection of God equips the called, doesn't call the equipped. It's a total rejection of it. And it's a rejection of that grace and the whole purpose of that story, because it's all about magnifying God's greatness and not mankind's. It ignores all of that. And so it is a bastardization of it. It is evil and malicious. But that is the whole purpose of it. And they have infested the Smithsonian with this mentality. And so all this is removing the infestation. That's not Orwellian. It's removing the Orwellian. It was Orwellian to demand that we rewrite history books. It's Orwellian to demand that we somehow blame ourselves for having a free and prosperous nation. It is Orwellian to demand that our freedom isn't really a just freedom because our founders were fallible. Well, everyone is. At least they're honest about it, where the left isn't. So I think this is high time that it happens. Now, the Smithsonian gave a statement to USA Today saying they were not asked by any administration or any government official to remove anything. And they said they put... USA Today noted that Smithsonian puts Trump's name back in the museum's impeachment display with changes. And I guess it has a caveat. I keep seeing that. They just do, that's just like stuff to be petty. You know, if they really wanted to have it, like a legitimate exhibition about that, they would compare that impeachment to Clinton's impeachment. Or they would look at Nixon and then Clinton and then maybe Trump, and then they could compare, okay, well, what criminal charge? Let's look at the criminality involved in this case with Trump and in this case with Clinton, because there were criminal charges involved with Clinton. That was based on a criminal case. And part of the reason why it was so further compounded is because the Clintons did everything they could to try to hide it. It all started with Whitewater and went from there, Paula Jones, and then it just kept adding up. And with Trump, there was no actual criminality. And even if there had been, it would have been a misdemeanor. And that's where you hear the bookkeeping. This is the New York case, a misdemeanor bookkeeping error that was actually years past the statute of limitations. And then they fabricated a charge for which they never actually explained, and they advised the jury to discard it, just to accept the fact that there exists a charge for another crime, but we're not going to tell you the nature of it. But the whole reason that they wanted there to be the existence of some unexplained crime was so that they could dredge back this expired accusation, and then in New York's weird twisted law, combine it to elevate it to a felony level. There were a lot of attorneys in New York that are very rabidly progressive that would not even touch it because they thought this is so stupid. But Alvin Bragg, well, he's their whipping boy, basically. I don't know how you'd call him. They get him to do everything. He was like, I'll do it. He has more ambition than sense. The only other person who maybe outmatches him is Hillary Clinton. But they had Alvin Bragg do it. And then he brought this case, and there was no criminal conviction. They just had the opposite of a homecoming contest. It's an unpopularity contest. That's what he won with Democrats. Ooh. And then they had all these different process charges just because they wanted to up the number and make it look like there were a lot of crimes that he was convicted of, because they knew nobody was going to go in there and look, oh, what is this? 36 different charges? Every time you send an email, that's another charge. You reply to it, that's another charge. I mean, it was all the same case, but it's like every little bitty ancillary thing related to this one thing, they'll feather up another charge. That's what it was all about. If they really wanted to have a very educational exhibit, they would explain that in detail, but they don't, because it's all partisan. So yes, removing that's actually the opposite of Orwellian. Keeping it in there is.
Looking for affordable auto insurance, even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Well, Tom Holman, let me tell you, all over the country, we will continue to stand up for our rights, and we will continue to call out the terrorist organization that is ICE.
Oh, I thought we were getting Pritzker. So can we play audio soundbite 23, please? It's the one we had highlighted. Thank you.
We built a firewall around civil rights in this state, and we turned this state into a safe haven for women's reproductive rights.
Come to Illinois and kill all your babies. Come to Illinois and let's kill them babies. That's what Pritzker's doing. He was also bragging about how, yes, they're messing with Texas. Obviously, you guys know he's got a desire to run for higher office than
run
governor.
For office, not run as.
Oh my heavens!
As a
no.
Verb.
I mean, you know that he wants to run for office, or for I think he wants to go for president. He is so divisive, and here's another thing. I was having this conversation. Who was I having this with? It's irrelevant. But I was having this conversation recently. he is not a likable guy. There is an, it's the amiable factor. Are they likable? It's one of the reasons why so many people like Clinton, because he was amiable. Obama, not so much. Kind of, but not really. Biden, not really. Hillary Clinton was one of the most unlikable women ever. People like Margaret Thatcher, she was likable. She could, you know, she was quick-witted. She could make a joke. She could hold her own in a room and, you know, talk with everybody. That's a quality that not everyone has. Al Gore didn't have it. I remember reading, I was in high school and I read a piece in Time magazine where some people were wondering, like, yes, Al Gore is young. And well, this is, you know, this is like in the 90s and late 90s. He's young and yeah, he's a good asset to Clinton, but is he, actually mid 90s, but is, you know, they were talking about his likability factor and they brought that up because Hillary Clinton had stepped in it. Because she insulted women by saying, I don't have time to stay home and bake cookies and have teas. And everybody was mad at her. And then they were looking at Al Gore, and Al Gore is just not a likable guy. And his wife was not really a likable lady. And that was the thing that they, you know, had called into question, that likability factor. There are no Democrats that have it. That is an issue that I think is being very, 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 very underestimated in politics right now. That's a deeper dive later on. Today in Stupidity came.
Well, this actually kind of points to your point, because Democrats are, they're a little arrogant. And let's, in Chicago, let's take a look at this. This is cut 16, Mayor Johnson. Listen to what he says here.
How did you feel when Donald Trump called you an accountant? What did you feel?
All right, he just addressed this. Thanks.
Please answer that question. If you
would. Okay, fine, since you are begging, I do believe that Donald Trump is intimidated. I know, I think.
Okay, no interruption.
So let me just answer that. I do appreciate you begging. So I will just say it like this, that the president has always been intimidated by the intellectual prowess of black men. And so, of course, he would speak in those.
What?
Petite
criticizing you
term.
For inaction isn't the same thing as being racist.
That's like saying you disagree with me. I'm a woman, so you're sexist,
right?
Because you disagree. You don't get to hide behind. No.
It's
because
the weakest
vagina,
of arguments.
No, because black. You don't get to hide behind that. That's racist. Yeah. Folks, find us over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, like and subscribe, YouTube, Facebook, all that good stuff. I will be back behind the mic with you tomorrow.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.